The first pulse of CARES Act relief came into the Sitka District around this time last year and was spent on supplies and equipment needed to keep the schools functioning as they transitioned to remote learning. The second round, about $500,000, rolled in last December, and most of that money has also been committed or spent on supporting district operations during the pandemic. The third round of CARES Act relief could be the biggest pot of all, anywhere between $1 million and $1.4 million, and is the most open-ended of the three rounds so far. The only problems are that the actual amount is unknown and the actual money isn't here yet. Board members Paul Ryu and Andrew Hames were concerned about spending money that wasn't there. This is Hames putting the question to Interim Superintendent John Holst.
So to follow up with what Paul was saying, I mean, we're committing to spending money that we don't have yet. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I think what we're suggesting is planning for the money so that when it gets here, because you aren't going to have a board meeting after last day in June until August sometime.
And if something for some reason goes haywire with them, we don't get nearly what we're expecting, then we have to revisit these and resend them, right?
Yeah.
Holst believes the timing will work out and that the CARES Act funding will arrive before most of it is needed at the beginning of the next school year. Included in the district's CARES Act third round spending are three staff positions at $100,000 each, a district tech coach, a social worker at Pacific High, and an elementary learning support coordinator. The tech coach and the counselor would move to the operating budget in 2022, and the elementary position would disappear. Also included in the CARES Act pot is $150,000 for 10 additional AmeriCorps volunteers in the district next year, on top of the five already in the district operating budget. Holst said AmeriCorps were the greatest bargains in the district workforce, especially with teaching staff stretched thin, and that the talent pool was stronger because of the circumstances of the pandemic.
This year in particular, the crop of people was extraordinary, you know, because most of the program, Peace Corps, was canceled this year. There's no one in the Peace Corps. These were the people who were going to apply for Peace Corps, and they applied for AmeriCorps instead.
Also on the list is $75,000 for the district's summer intervention program designed to bring students back up to speed after a year of dramatically reduced classroom time. Students are being referred to summer school by their teachers. Board member Blossom Teal Olson asked what the district was doing to connect with Indigenous students and families.
I know that the teachers care, and I know that they have referred students, but with the historic baseline of families who may not trust the teachers or the school district, I think it would be really beneficial on our part to reach out to the tribe and see if they can add additional support on maybe giving out information on what the program is about before it officially launches.
Sure, we can certainly do that.
The rest of the list was equipment, $220,000 to upgrade the district's phone system, other network equipment, and copiers, all of which would produce significant savings for the district down the road. Board member Paul Ryu said he initially failed to see how a new copier would help address learning loss over last year, but he was coming around.
Anything we can save is going to help the staff that's in place to address the learning loss. And, you know, I kind of had to do a couple of mental circles in my head to come back around to, you know, obviously a copier, it does really affect, or in this case, the phone system. So I gave it a lot of thought and read the memo from Dr. Johnson and thought about it. And I think this is a good investment. I think the savings is just going to support, just speaks for itself, to support students in the roundabout way.
The board approved the list of CARES Act spending unanimously. The total came to $890,000. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.